the battle for Mosul is still ongoing, and we've got more questions than answers now. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We're looking at attacks that started this week on the largest ISIS stronghold in Iraq. It comes with a surprising prayer request from an Iraqi pastor. And then literacy, South Sudan, and the gospel. What's the link? We'll tell you, along with ways that you can pray, give, or go in support of the Great Commission. But first, the city of Mosul in Iraq is the largest ISIS stronghold in the country. And on Monday, Iraqi forces and their allies launched attacks on the city to try and reclaim it. Now, if they're successful, this would be a major blow to the ISIS caliphate in Iraq. There's still around 5,000 ISIS fighters in the city. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says if the city is reclaimed, it's going to raise a lot more question marks about the future, especially for citizens and the Christians who fled Mosul.
Are they going to want to go home? Are they going to feel safe enough to go home? Or are they going to be like, sure, you say our city is liberated, but are we really welcome there? Are we safe there? Is that where our children have the best chance of a future? And those are all huge questions that we really don't have any answers to right now.
Nettleton was in northern Iraq earlier this year, and he spoke with an Iraqi pastor. When he asked how Christians around the world can pray for the Iraqi church, he was surprised at the pastor's response.
The very first prayer request, he said, there's so many reasons it is completely logical for them to want to leave the country and go someplace safe. Pray that God will call Christians to stay here, because if all the Christians leave, who's going to share the gospel? Who's going to be a lighthouse in these communities?
So please, remember to lift up our Iraqi brothers and sisters in Christ today in prayer. Pray that the gospel message would be a catalyst for change and peace in Iraq. And the history that birthed South Sudan is littered with conflict and economic distress. Today, it's one of the poorest countries in the world, and it's characterized by violence. Dan and Teresa of Set Free Ministries know those challenges. Even so, they're trying to help bring about transformation through two schools in a rural village where they'll be at the end of the month. Dan says part of community development is teaching biblical stewardship.
And basically, we are looking at what the local resources are and the fact that God gave all regions of the world, every area, is granted them with abundant resources. And so it's our responsibility to figure out how they best utilize those resources, not only for our own needs, but for the needs of others.
Schools have struggled in South Sudan for decades. Only 27% of the population is literate, but the opportunity is there.
The people are really very excited and eager to have the school open. In fact, the primary school has already started classes even before we get there. There's four grade levels being taught, and last we knew about 40 students. There might be even more than that now.
For ways that you can be part of the solution, go to missionnews.org. And finally, when God asks us to do something, he makes sure that we have what we need to keep going. For Wycliffe Bible Translators, there's great encouragement in seeing the ways that God has blessed them. Mission Network News' Lindsay Coe has this story.
Wycliffe Bible Translators USA is inviting you to join them as they celebrate 29 newly completed translations of Scripture. The tedious process behind translation is reason enough to celebrate when the work is complete. But even more exciting, people are hearing the gospel in their heart language for the first time. We can talk about the potential impact by numbers. In fact, these 29 languages are spoken by 2.2 million people. But there's also something really cool about hearing the stories of spiritual impact from those whose lives have been changed forever because of Bible translation. Tomorrow, join Wycliffe USA's semi-annual scripture celebration to hear those stories, learn more about the language communities, and celebrate and worship.
Thanks, Lindsay. And that takes place tomorrow. Now, if you don't live in the Orlando area, you can tune in through the free live stream online. We've got the link and the details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochonga Padidi. Sometimes, we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy by clicking on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.